Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
4 o'clock, good to have you with us. Don't forget our YouTube, Valeni Show with Rico. Like, subscribe, because Evan tells me that that helps. So please do that. Like yesterday, we had a great conversation about the Wings. You don't feel like grinding through the app, I'm sure. John and Evan put a video up there. Go watch it. It was actually quite positive, too. I want to bring up this Lions thing. I want to do it in a way that everyone can be involved, because the ticket issue is an issue. Now, if you have them, I think you got an interesting choice. You are 9.5-point favorites, and I'm not going to waste any energy convincing you. A vast majority of people just think it'll be Lions 58, Commanders 3. Okay. So my question is, why wouldn't you sell your tickets? I mean, the NFC title game is what you care about. If they win this game, it was expected. If they lose, well, you wouldn't want to be there anyways, and you would have gotten money off the table. So I started to do a deep dive here on ticket pricing in real time. Now, I chose to use this Game Time. The prices are, they're absurd. Standing room tickets. I mean, you're seeing $500. The cheapest tickets in the recesses of the stadium. $600. Now we're talking all in fees, the whole bit. $650 a pop. So $1,300 to sit nosebleeds. Because who buys one? I mean, I guess if you're a sociopath, you want to go to a game by yourself. God bless.
Now you buy two, at least.
If you wanted tickets that you can actually watch football and enjoy, well, now we're getting into a different price point. Where the tickets will cost you 200 level, club level, really nice seats. Well, in the end zones, $2,000 to $3,000. If it's between the 20s, $3,000 to $5,000. And
for the two, not just one, for the two.
For the two.
Okay.
And if you want the lower bowl, primo, 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 and you want to be seen on TV wearing an engine block with a D and a fence, well, fine. Prices go up from there. So here's my question. Why not sell them? But if you're looking to go to the game, I don't know that you're lining up for those prices. So the question on the buy side, Rico, is what price would the ticket have to be? How much would it take for you to sell? How much are you willing to buy? For Lion fans that are going to the game or want to go to the game. Because I'll say it again. Last year it was about, wow, we're hosting a playoff game and you had to be there. Hell, you even, if you went to the Tampa game, you knew you weren't playing a game here again. Mm-hmm. That it was going to be on the road against San Francisco. So you went. Okay, but now? The holders of these seats? You've seen it. You've done it. You only care about next week. Next week, if you win, and I think, look, we expect them to win, that is going to be a game that will be so emotional, that will be... It will be Super Bowl pricing if the Lions are hosting the NFC title game. That's the game you go to. You'd never sell that. Mm-hmm. Now, I've been lucky enough to be at an NFC title game where my team got to go to the Super Bowl. I wouldn't trade that for the money because that was a moment I got to spend with my dad. That's not this week.
No.
With these prices, I'd be selling because I'm already locked in for next week. And if they lose, I wouldn't want to be there in the first place. But my question is, what are people willing to pay? What price do the tickets have to get to where you start to go, you know what, I'm going to try to go? Because I ain't paying $500 to stand in room only. No. That's ridiculous.
No. No, that amazes me that it's that expensive. You're right, because here's the thing. If they win, you expected them to win. You're not really that excited because it's expected. So you would think that, yeah, you would sell those tickets and you would move on and you would get ready. Because a championship game, folks, that's the common people's Super Bowl. Just the actual Super Bowl, if you bought tickets, you're going to be so high up in the nosebleeds, it won't be the same. But here, it's like you're going to be at a family reunion, that family barbecue where everybody's going to be celebrating. Everybody's going to be wearing the Honolulu blue and silver. That's the game that you want to be, because you didn't get a chance to. The NFC title game last year wasn't here. It'd be here. I can see going to that game. But this one is, yeah, if for some extra money. Heck, you can pay for your season tickets for next year by just selling off this game.
Probably not.
Okay, you can make a large chunk.
Not with those price increases.
You can make a large chunk in your season tickets for next year from this one game.
You got club seats, and they're decent seats. Two seats, you clear $4,000. For a game that most people are, cookies.
10-point favorite.
Walkover, right? That's the double methodology.
The double-digit disco.
Sure. So my point would be, are you selling? But if you're looking at going, what is the amount of money you're willing to spend to go to this game Saturday night? 248-539-9797. I mean, I'll just tell you, the viewing experience live, all that goes out the window. Next week, you want to be there. But this week? And again, if the money means nothing, respect. I am mad at you. If the money doesn't matter to you, and you just want to go, get bombed off your ass and not remember the score, God bless, go live your life. But I'm asking a serious question, because these ticket prices for this game, it doesn't add up to me. This isn't the game. The game is next week.
It is. For Lions fans, I think for some, it's all about the journey. So you could say that you were there for every home game, but...
Do you get a bonus for that?
You do not.
Does the team pay your mortgage?
No, they don't.
Does it mean you have a good marriage?
Probably.
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure I'm not missing out on bonus points in life.
No, this is one where, this is the non-important game. Like last year, you hadn't seen a playoff victory in a long time. It was the Rams. It was Stafford. Of course, you're going
made
to that
total
game.
Sense.
The next game against the Bucs. This is the last home game, period. So
made total sense.
But because you're the number one seed, there will be another game. You're going into this game as a double-digit favorite. And in the event that they lose, the pain is helped out a little bit by the $4,000 you have in your pocket.
And if they win, you got paid and you got your seats for next week.
And you get to watch the coronation.
And if you're not selling, what would you have to be offered to sell? And if you aren't currently going to this game, what is the threshold that you're willing to pay? And look, you can cruise around. And if you're good sitting in the nosebleeds, $1,200 for two. That's what it's going to cost you. I would never do it. That's not snobbery. That's not worth it to me. Like, for me to watch a football game and go live and go through the hassle and the BS and dealing with humanity in general, no, they would have to be seats that it's not worth it to me to do that. It's just not.
But it's also, it's going to sound bad because it's like, you're not a real fan. But guys.
Oh, Christ, we're doing this again.
Here's the thing. If they're projected to win big by Las Vegas, man, you can make money and you'll be there next week. Because you already have your season tickets, you already are there, and you made some money off of that. And just think of, man, you could throw a party that night and pay for it. You could do whatever you want. Think of it like this. Basically, you just funded your next family vacation off of selling two tickets.
And if you got four tickets, well, hey, winner, winner, chicken dinner. But when the team raises prices on you, and rightfully so, because they're winning, and there's a 22,000-person waiting list, when they raise the ticket prices 90% over the course of 2 years, you have every right to get some money off the table without triggering the ticket police. No one's saying sell every game. But this game? This, to me, with this market for this game, I'd sell. But if you're buying, I'd love to know what you're willing to spend on these. I'm fascinated by it. I can't believe the market for this game.
Standing room only means you just want to be in Ford Field. You have to be a part of this, and that's the best thing that you could do is you just stand there and lap the concourse because you're not really going to see anything in the standing room only section. You're looking up at the Jumbotron.
248-539-9797. David, your thought on it?
I would definitely sell my tickets if I had some.
Because it's about next week.
It is about next week. And that's the difference between this year's playoff run and last year's playoff run. There was no guarantee you were going to have that second home game. It ended up happening because of how the results happened in the wild card game, and you ended up getting a second one. So, no. Last year was like, no. We haven't been here in 30-plus years. We got to go. This year, when you already believe, we're not talking about double digits. If you already believe they're going to win, then, yeah. You set yourself up for next week, and you say, right, Rico, I'm going to be there, and we're going to make the Super Bowl. That's I want right. to be there.
And on top of that, yeah, we just made $4,000, and we're going on a nice vacation later on this year. Thanks to whoever bought our seats. Appreciate you.
And if you disagree with it, if you think that is offensive, you can say why. And we may not understand each other. I ain't going to be mad at you. Go live your life. But I also would love to know the people that are trying to go. What's the barrier to entry in your mind? What are you willing to spend to get in a seat that you're going to enjoy the game? I'm sorry, but even back in 04 when the Pistons were in the final and standing room onlys were $100 a pop at the Palace, that's not enjoying the game. The players are the size of ants. That's not enjoying the game. It's like when people go to the Final Four. Oh, I got my tickets. Where are you? Oh, I'm on the roof of the RCA Dome.
Third level.
Huh? I'm not going. Oh, well, you think you're too good for that. No, I just, that's not enjoyable. No. I'm going to drive 6 hours to view the game from a blimp, or even worse, watch it on TV, a.k.a. Jumbotron. Mm-hmm.
Or you're just not sitting because the trick to that is put on your team's T-shirt, go stand in the student section.
Yes, David, go ahead.
No, I was going to say you're right about that, and I had that experience. With right after I proposed to my wife, we got the year they had the regional. Steph Curry was in town. I had no clue it was going to be
Davison
Steph Curry.
Davison versus Iowa?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed, but we didn't have great seats. We were a young couple, but it was about the experience for the two of us. But you're right, the seats were not the greatest in Ford Field. So, you have great seats? Okay.
9 months later.
Not great seats. And nobody can see us up here.
Steph Curry's first three. 248-539-9797. We'll get to the people next. 97.1.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, ticket text, then we get to the callers. We're having a ticket conversation early in the week, and we'll check in on Friday. But it's simple. Prices for the divisional round here at Ford Field are through the roof. So I got to thinking about it. I cleared it with Rico. He liked the idea. And it's just, this is a game you sell. Because the NFC title game is the only thing that matters. You're never selling that game. Ticket prices could be double. You're never selling. God forbid, unless there's something truly tragic going on in your life right now and that money is going to save something. Yeah. Yes. But outside of that, guys, Lions playing for the right to go to a Super Bowl, you're going.
Right, I was about to say, unless we've hit the point where they're going to their third or fourth Super Bowl, then you're like, okay, I've seen this a bunch of times, but right now, This is the game. This is what you're looking for. Not this week. It's next week. This week, you can make a lot of money.
And the question is, are you doing it? Now, if you're looking to go, what is the price you're willing to pay to be there? Because $600, $500 for standing room, that ain't it. I'd like to think those will go down in price as the week go along. David, Ticket Text, what's the feedback early before we get to the phones?
Mike, Rico, I sold my 3 tickets in Section 104, and I'm very happy with the money I got for them. My wife will be treated to a trip to sunny St. Lucia on Valentine's Day. It's her reward for tolerating me. Jim in Brighton.
Jimmy, good for you, buddy. A little marital equity. Look at you.
Right, I guess that's a great trip that doesn't come out of your pocket.
So I'm looking at Section 104 right now. You're looking at about $1,700 a ticket. You sell 3, do the math. You know, you can get $5,000 off the table and know that if they win and they do their job, you're going to the NFC title game.
And I love all the honesty, because here's another one. I sold my club seats for the divisional round and made enough to cover the NFC championship game. Can go now for free. Adam in a car on 696.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Here's another one.
Because people, and I know for ticket holders, this is obvious, but for non, it's they make you got to buy each of these at an elevated price. So the idea is if you sell this, it pays for that. You call it even, and you got to go. You get money back in the till. That's all. Yes, Dave.
Yeah, this one's from Brian. Says, hey, guys, I'm a season ticket holder, and we're having so much fun at these games. I would not sell my 200 level tickets, if they were $5,000 a piece, and I've got 4 of them, not missing it.
And that's, listen,
that's a person that can't miss the moment.
No one's a bad person. I'm not mad about it. I disagree with it, because ultimately, I'm not saying the game's not important, but you won't be satisfied. If they lose, that place will be a mausoleum. If they win, it's going to be very flat. Because the only thing that matters, the only thing you've worked for, is to get back to the point where you're playing for the right to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, because think about this. If they win, you know what you're talking about walking out the stadium next week? You're not talking about, man, this was a great game. And did you see? No, you're already moved on to next week. You've forgotten about what you just. So if that's the case, sell the tickets, watch it at home, and prepare for that next week's game.
Go to Mike, 97.1. Mikey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
How are you, sir?
Pretty good. I got you right. You hit the nail on the head. Sell, sell, sell. I got them up for $1,500 apiece. And it's like, you're right. If you miss this game, it's cool. It's not a bad deal. You know what I mean? You got the bread if they lose to make up for it. But if they, you know, you still got the money to hold you down.
Let me ask you,
and that'll pay for all the next season.
Let me ask you a question. Now, if it gets to Friday and your tickets haven't been bought, how much you dropping them to offload them, or do you go, you know what? I'm just going to the game.
I can't go. I ain't going no less than probably about $1,300.
Okay.
If they get, you know, anything less than that, I'm going to go ahead and go to the game.
Okay. Well, listen, and Mike, that's fine too. That's why I asked the question. And it's also for people who want to buy. You know, what is the amount you're willing to pay? Because, Mike, it's interesting. If everyone's mindset is about next week, you could see record. I mean, I don't think there will ever be an NFC title game that will be more expensive to attend if the Lions play next week. I mean, you're talking about in the history of the National Football League, even inflation adjusted, this will be the most expensive NFC or AFC title game ever.
Because you're talking either Lions-Eagles or Lions and the Rams.
I'm talking Lions. They could be playing the Marvin the Martian All-Stars. It's Lions at home to play for the Super Bowl. Rico, you could see, I mean, Mike, what would your tickets need to be put up for to sell them to the NFC title game next week?
I got to have. It's probably going to be something crazy. It's going to be something crazy, probably like $6,000 or $7,000
a piece. Yep. But, Mike, guess what? I think everybody's thinking like you, and people will put them up there. But again, somebody's going to take a bite. They're going to buy them.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If I'm going to put the NFC tickets up there, and if they some $10,000 a piece per ticket, give me the money.
See, Mike, this is what I would do if I were you. I would sell those tickets and then turn around. That's why I would buy some standing room only tickets.
Oh, gosh.
So I'm there, but I made all. I'm still in the place, but I probably walked away with, you know, a good $16,000 in my pocket.
And I say lots of stuff, and I understand some of it can be hyperbole. I'm not kidding you. Maybe I'll be off base, but I think it'll be the most expensive NFC or AFC title game in history next week.
Well, I mean, every ticket. Yeah, every ticket is always Detroit's the highest priced ticket. Like, it's like
What would you have to give to not be there if they make it to the Super Bowl? Talk about emotion. I mean, that is generations. The amount, because the minute you go, you're going to think about the people who A, aren't there with you or literally aren't alive. Mm-hmm. That will be an emotional powder keg. I can't imagine what those tickets will cost on the secondary market.
Yeah, I agree. But John and Livonia is thinking about selling. He says, you're looking at this all wrong. You sell both games in order to afford your Super Bowl tickets.
No.
And he says, in parentheses, after liquidating from your retirement.
All right, hot take. Rico will yell at me for this. You don't want to go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, no, no, no.
That's not a real event.
I'm not going to yell at you. That was the opinion I said. David.
All right. Well, then
I told David Detroit's going to be like, oh no, you're crazy, because I realize you've never been there before. The NFC Championship game is the common people's Super Bowl. That's where it's made for you. The Super Bowl, your tickets are going to be so high up there. It's a sterile environment.
Nobody you love will be there with you.
No,
I would never. But the NFC title game, oh no.
And it's the last bastion for fans. Regular fans is that game. So if you're all in, that's it. And the Super Bowl, I would travel down to the city, but you don't necessarily have to go to the game.
I know somebody who's got six tickets, really, really nice tickets. I mean, if he sold next week, you're talking down payment on a house.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the type of stuff it would have to be.
I think your standing room only tickets will probably come in at like
$1,000.
$2,000.
Oh, $2,000 for standing room?
For one.
Yeah, I'll be in seated room.
And I'm saying, if you want, you could probably, I mean, tickets on the cheap, you're probably looking at about $7,500 for next week.
I'm fascinated. Look, win the game first, and then we'll get to have some fun with the numbers. But yeah, this would be the week I'd sell. Because next week, nah. I mean, I think you put the tickets up. And you put them at such an egregious number if someone is stupid to click buy it now.
And then when it leaves, you're like, oh, what have I done?
David, also, just to confirm that Deontay Johnson is a certifiable nutbag, the reports today are unbelievable. He threw a fit in the locker room after the Texans won a playoff game about his role. Mind you, Deontay Johnson got exiled from Pittsburgh, exiled from Carolina. You get to hang on in Houston as your last shot. They win a playoff game. You erupt about your role. Congratulations, Deontay. You're going to love your new role. It's called homeless. Yeah. You've been released.
And he just got there.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Like, how much of the playbook was designed for him?
We should start a new NFL award called the Tony Award, except this one isn't Broadway. It's who is this year's Kadarius Tony? The biggest bird brain in the league. Holy mercy. All right.
Yeah.
Dave, a couple ticket texts. Get to the people. We're talking Lions tickets, buying, selling, as we really start the week. Go ahead.
I'm 9 rows from the field. I sell 2 tickets for $3,000 to the NFC title game. Yes, I will sell those tickets. Okay. Yeah. You could sell the tickets and go buy a new TV, new sound system, all the bells and whistles for the price of going to the game, and you get to use your own comfortable bathroom. I think I'll do that.
And look, I'll say it again. There's no yelling. Rico and I aren't mad at anybody. Hey, you want to go and you wouldn't sell them for anything? That's all about your personal situation and what's your value. But to me, at this point in my life, and admittedly, look, I've been blessed. I've gotten to go to a ton of games in my life to the point that I don't want to go to games anymore. This would be an outlier. This would be, look, all I could compare it to is like what it was like to go to the Rose Bowl as a State fan whose team hadn't been there in 30 years. You know, if you're a Lions fan and it means something to your family, yeah, it's hard to not be there. But this weekend, I'm cashing in.
I was about to say, maybe when Mags hit the home run, Tigers going to the World Series, that type of thing.
What do you mean?
No, I'm saying the equivalent of being there next weekend.
Yeah, but
at that moment.
Yes. Okay, yes. Because what? The Tigers at that point were 22 years without any success?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, except the Lions, it's 3X that.
Right.
So for me, that one I understand if people go, look, there is no price. I have to do this.
Here's the beauty of it, Mike. A buddy of mine, childhood friend, texted me and said, we're on.
Marv?
That's not
caveman.
Mine. Not caveman.
All right.
Not caveman. You know, Spud is his name.
Spud?
Yeah.
Jesus.
And no, he said he sold. Not only did he sell this, he's selling this week's. He sold the Minnesota game as well. He's going to the championship game.
If they win. Yeah. And he sold it, so and he sold for a competitive price.
Yes.
We don't have to out the guy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, let me read you this one because we always talk about season tickets. Not everyone's the sole owner of those tickets. Sometimes you share them, correctly?
Yeah, timeshare them, basically.
So here we go. I split the tickets with my best friend, and he won't sell. I want to sell. They're in his name, though. I would assume you sell them, and we could pay for any game we want to go to next week or Super Bowl, but he does not want to sell.
That's, hey, man. Be careful who you get in business with. That's all I can tell you.
I mean, that's something, I guess, a conversation that you have to have before you... Right, like, look, in the event that they make it this far, we're selling, right? No? All right, I got to find a new partner.
Go to Curtis, 97.1. Curtis, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey.
Yeah, I have two tickets to Saturday's game. I was in the unique position to be able to go to basically your Rose Bowl last year for the wild card win against the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not really many games except for the NFC Championship that would outdo that. So I bought a pair, and I'm on the wait list. I'm trying to resell them, and I got them on the 50-yard line, hoping somebody with DC money will buy them and basically fund my ticket to the championship game next week.
Or if you don't mind me asking, what do you got them up there for?
Well, surprisingly, they're actually pretty expensive when you get them pre-sale public. They were $14.10 a piece just to buy.
Oh, my God.
So I put them up for... Yeah. 50-yard line, fifth row up.
Okay.
That area.
You're in the 100 level?
14. Yeah, 14.10 a piece. I was...
That's crazy. That's insane.
Shocked at how much they were to even just face
value. That's
insane.
Yeah, so basically people are trying to snipe, you know, you sell them for 1,800 a pop in that range. Is that kind of what you got them listed for, or are you going for the gusto hoping somebody's just dumb and clicks the button?
Well, I've seen them, like, 2,000 to 3,000 a ticket right now.
Yeah, the club level ones for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, so, I don't begrudge
you. I'm hoping somebody gets stupid.
Yeah.
And that's their, what, first playoff game in 20 years?
They won their first playoff game in 30 last week. So, yeah. I mean, look, man.
Yeah. So there's going to be...
Maybe someone does it. But obviously, I think it's going to be a Lion fan who does it, Curtis. You're going to end up selling to a Lions fan. I don't know if we lost Curtis. I don't know what happened. The connection was bad. Look, the point is, I don't begrudge anybody, but the Lions have a... Here's my problem. I have a conflict is that the team is not wrong doing what they're doing. I can't get mad at the team. I get mad at the situation. I can never work my mind, wrap my mind around. Like, I would compare what the Lions are right now to Taylor Swift with her latest world tour. I cannot come to a place where I understand $1,400 retail tickets to a football game. Or for Taylor Swift, the upper levels were $1,000. Then it was $2,500. And if you wanted, I don't know, to be featured on the DVD,
right,
really $5,000 a pop. And I'm going, it's a concert. And I understand. I'm at a different place in my life in my 40s. I've gotten to see some cool stuff. Rico, I just can't wrap my mind around stuff like that.
No, Mike, it means we're getting old. Because you're right. There's a time when I thought maybe I would, but now you start thinking also, about, but I could do this with that money, and I could do
and
this
I'm being
with
candid,
that money.
Right? Like, I try to shoot straight. It's not flex or any of that garbage. Can I afford to go to the Kentucky Derby? Yes. I choose not to. It's offensive. I've gotten to do it.
That was, because I that was one... Because it was like the 100th anniversary, or the 150th, it was 150. And I'm like, what are you doing here? You're like, what do you mean? I'm not going. I was like, David, I just assumed that he would be in the grass or wherever that's like,
no,
you break the bank because this is the special time going around.
But what they did down there is they blew $250 million to renovate the paddock and install luxury suites there, and then they pass the saving on to you. Yeah. Look, I've got to go to...
You pointed out and said, you see that seat right there? Yeah. That's how much it costs.
Right.
Like, I see why you're saying
that. And it's not worth it to me. And I've been blessed. I've gotten to go to 4 derbies. And Lord knows, I'd like to go to another one. But I'm not going to give in on certain things. Now, again, if you love your team, hell, they're doing advertisements. Now you buy a Lions truck. Did you see those commercials?
Yeah.
I'm like...
Limited edition. 800 made.
Bro, I don't need a sticker on a car. You do what you want, but I'm just not that guy.
No.
But I'm sure they'll sell out. I've never had a bumper sticker.
Really?
That's not for me. Why? Do you have like a glitter Sparty on yours, or what do you got?
No, I've never put a bumper sticker on it. To me, it ruins the car.
You should get a bumper sticker that says, I've never had a bumper sticker.
Bro.
You know what?
The only thing I do with a bumper, I'll put it on a water bottle. That's about it. So, yeah.
Let me go to Scott, 97.1. Scotty, what's going on, buddy?
Hello?
Scotty, what's going on, pal?
Hey, so yeah, I sold my tickets last week.
Okay.
And I wasn't looking trying to break the bank. Last year, I got to go to the wild card round and the divisional. I've got season tickets with a couple of my other buddies. We got 7 total. I looked at the ticket prices. I think, like, I'm in the 200 section, corner end zone. And I offered them to, like, kind of friends and said, hey, $750. It's a lot cheaper what you're going to pay, especially when you add on the fees. And guess what? If they win, I get to go to the NFC Championship. It's crazy if they lose, then I've made some money. So it's a win-win for me.
And you undercut the competition, brother. You're $200-$300 under what I'm looking at right now. 200 level corner end zone?
Yep. And I wanted to get rid of them, like, because I know the ticket prices are actually starting to come down a little bit. But hey, I was looking to take the money now. It pays for my NFC Championship game when they go, and mm-hmm. I get to go for free, and I was able to make like $150-$200.
Did they take a bite? Did they buy them?
Oh, yeah, we sold them all. They were gone within a day.
There you go. And guess what, Scott? Rico and I are very similar in this regard. I don't do the whole real fan thing because you know what? This is the real world. And if you're getting almost $1,000 a ticket or $800 a ticket, and you're an adult, do what you want. I don't think it makes you less of a fan. I think it makes you more of an adult.
No, man. Had my buddies come over for the game on Saturday, you know, and then
I got news for you.
Yeah,
you could buy a bottle of Macallan 25, and you're still $5,000 up. You know what I mean, Scotty? You can have a hell of a great time, pocket the money, and know if they do what they're supposed to do, you're going to the NFC Championship game for free. That's the win.
Yep, it's a win-win. Like, yeah.
I think it's smart, and I don't subscribe to the real fan stuff. That's high school crap. Real fan. Yeah, well, I'm a real adult with a lot of money in my pocket. Okay, yeah, no, that's what Scott's voicemail says.
Well, the team is hoping that a lot of real fans are out there because they can keep raising that price. Because if you're a real fan, you'll keep those season tickets.
They are. There's a 22,000 person waiting list.
Right. I'm just saying they're hoping that it's a lot of real fans, but yeah, there's. I'd make as much money as I can right now.
Before the NFC title game. Just to be clear, because I don't want people, of course you would, you're a Niners fan, bitch. That's not what he's saying.
And that has come across on the ticket text.
Oh, really?
For all three of us.
Oh, because I'm a Niner fan.
Insert our team, yeah.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
The situation doesn't change. The NFC title game is the only thing that matters.
And here's the funny thing about it. I know that they don't want to listen to us, but maybe you should because we've all experienced it. That's the game you want to be at.
And that's the one I'm telling you I wouldn't sell.
Yeah. And I'm saying it is the people's championship game. That's where you want to be.
More of the people coming up in a minute. 97.1.